I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, October 20th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the City Council needs to be patient with Fox Rock Properties of Quincy as they plan to redevelop the former Ross Parking Garage location in Quincy Center. The City Council this week passed resolutions calling on Fox Rock to appear before them and explain their plans. The mayor says the pandemic caused delays in the project, but he remains confident in their ability to develop that site. Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill says the two owners of the land at the Quincy Shipyard would like to create commercial development at that site. Cahill says Dan Quirk and Jay Cashman are not interested in residential development at the property and want to create an industrial use for that site. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch wants to update the city's zoning regulations to protect residential neighborhoods from large developments. Koch's proposal would place restrictions on the size of new buildings on smaller parcels of land. The City Council is currently reviewing that proposal. A Quincy man is charged with attacking his neighbor with a knife last night. Police say 52-year-old Charles McCarthy attacked a man outside of 293 Fayette Street just after 7:30 last night. The victim says McCarthy slashed his arm with a knife and then kicked him, causing him to fall back and hit the sidewalk. The victim was treated at the scene. McCarthy was arrested on assault and battery charges and faces arraignment today in Quincy District Court. Police say a knife was recovered at the scene. It is unclear what led to that attack. Two men are facing drug charges after the Quincy Police Drug Unit made two separate arrests last night. 56-year-old Raphael Cancel of Brockton was apprehended after police eventually stopped his car on the Deponset River Bridge near Gallivan Boulevard after he refused to stop on Newport Avenue. Cancel allegedly rammed a cruiser. However, he was stopped and apprehended. Cancel was wanted for trafficking in cocaine and marijuana. And 54-year-old Frank Hugel of Quincy will also face drug trafficking charges as part of that same investigation. Police say they observed Cancel's car at Hugel's North Quincy home. Officers say they did recover cocaine and marijuana from Cancel. Police have identified the man they say barricaded himself inside a third-floor bedroom while armed with what appeared to be a handgun, prompting an hours-long standoff in Braintree last Friday. 24-year-old Cameron Thompson of Braintree is now facing four counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, along with resisting arrest and threats to commit a crime, including murder. Officers responding to a report of a person armed with a handgun walking through a building with 21 separate bedrooms and shared kitchens and bathrooms on Holbrook Avenue. Just before 9:30 last Friday morning, learned that the person had pointed the firearm at the head of another resident and made threats to shoot them. Officers learned that the suspect, later identified as Thompson, was in his bedroom on the third floor, and when they announced their presence, Thompson allegedly racked his handgun slide and said, "Come at me." Additional officers arrived with less than lethal weapons and ballistic shields as they attempted to further talk with Thompson, who never responded. The other residents of the building were evacuated as the Metropolitan Law Enforcement Council Special Tactics and Response was activated. The SWAT team members attempted to safely apprehend Thompson, who at one point came out of his bedroom and quickly pointed a firearm at them. The SWAT team members engaged Thompson with various forms of less than lethal munitions before Thompson reportedly dropped his weapon. He was then physically wrestled into custody after about 5 to 6 minutes of struggling. An examination of Thompson's firearm revealed it was a BB gun with a metallic slide. With the exception of a lower back strap of the BB gun, police say it's virtually indistinguishable from a real gun. As a result, the large area of South Braintree Square was shut down due to the danger posed by the armed suspect on the third floor. A man who was on the Boston Police Most Wanted list was arrested after a standoff that lasted 7 hours and shut down part of the city's south end yesterday. 37-year-old Ernest Fields of Boston was wanted for armed robbery. Police recovered a loaded firearm after the standoff yesterday, and Fields is now facing several gun charges. Started at about 10 a.m., people were asked to avoid the area of Albany Street between East Berkeley Street and Malden Street. The suspect's father said someone saw his son with a gun, then officers surrounded him at a park. Family was brought in to try and convince him to surrender peacefully. Fields was taken into custody at about 5 p.m. Emerson College sent out an alert to students telling them to stay away as police dealt with an armed person with unknown intent. A large police presence was visible in the area, including SWAT team vehicles. Fields suffered minor injuries and was taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. City officials declared addiction and homelessness a public health emergency yesterday. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey announced an executive order to combat a tent city that has popped up at the heart of the crisis in Boston. In recent weeks, dozens of tents have lined the area around Meliacass Boulevard and Mass Ave, known as Mass and Cass, or Methadone Mile, near where the South End and Roxbury meet. The area has long been the site of open drug dealing and addiction. The city says it generates 2 dump trucks worth of waste a day, and health officials routinely respond to 4 to 5 overdoses daily. Janey says the situation there is made worse by the pandemic, with increased violence, sexual exploitation, even human trafficking. Her executive order establishes a central coordinating team made of city and state officials who will identify treatment options. According to the order, no one will be forced to leave a tent unless they've been offered another specific shelter option. There are roughly 170 open shelter beds in the city right now. If people repeatedly refuse to leave their tents, they may be charged with disorderly conduct. For anyone who poses a serious threat of harm to themselves or others, Boston police may petition to involuntarily commit them as a last resort. Mass and Cass has become a flashpoint in Boston's mayoral race. The two candidates say most of those staying there aren't even from Boston, but Revere's mayor recently expressed immense frustration over Boston's plan to move some of the homeless into his city. Several employees at the largest hospital system in Massachusetts say in a lawsuit that they were subjected to discrimination and retaliation in violation of federal law when their requests for medical or religious exemptions from the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate were denied. The federal suit was filed Sunday by 8 workers at Mass General Brigham. Attorneys for the workers said in a memo attached to the lawsuit that they are not challenging the legality of the vaccine mandate, but are attempting to prevent discrimination and retaliation based on religion or disability. Mass General Brigham wrongfully denied all of the plaintiff's accommodation requests by creating a system that hindered its employees' ability to communicate their beliefs and disabilities, restricted their access to those reviewing requests for accommodations, and by total failure to engage in an interactive process, according to the memo. Mass General Brigham announced in June that all of its 80,000 employees would have to prove they have received at least one shot by Wednesday or be placed on unpaid leave. Employees who have not received at least their first shot by November 5th will lose their jobs. More than 98% of the system's workers are vaccinated, according to Mass General. The lawsuit seeks an injunction to stop the hospital system from placing workers on unpaid leave or firing them. The top official in charge of K-12 public schools in Massachusetts hinted yesterday that his decision on extending the statewide school mask mandate is coming soon. By early next week, a decision will be made whether or not to continue masking, according to Education Commissioner Jeff Riley. The board first gave Riley the authority to impose the mandate in August, and he extended it late last month until at least November 1st. The mandate requires that all students, staff, and visitors over the age of 5 wear a mask inside K through 12 school buildings, regardless of their vaccination status. However, middle schools and high schools that reach an 80% vaccination rate among students and staff can ask for permission to lift the requirement for vaccinated individuals. Unvaccinated individuals would still be required to wear a face covering. Riley said the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has gotten 9 requests so far. 4 have been approved. However, regardless of state approval, the decision to lift a mask mandate still rests with local school officials. A Mass Inc. poll in August found that over 80% of voters supported a universal school mask mandate. A check of business news this morning. Stocks bounced higher. The Dow was up 198 points. The NASDAQ rose 107. The S&P added 33. Asian markets are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro was steady. Oil at almost $82 a barrel. In sports, tough loss for the Red Sox. Last night to Houston, 9-2 in the ALCS championships, tying up that series now 2 games apiece. Game 5 at 5 o'clock today at Fenway. The National Weather Service forecast for today, sunny and pleasant with a high 70 degrees. Clear tonight, low of 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 75. Friday, partly sunny, high of 71. And cloudy and cooler on Saturday with a high 60. Out on the water, waves about a foot. West wind will gust to 20 knots and a high tide coming up right before noon. Sun rose at 7:02, sets at 5:53. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, October 20th.